Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know that your English will improve today. You know, the artist Pablo Picasso once said, "Give me a museum and I'll fill it." But if you ever see his art, I'm sure you will not be allowed to touch it, right? Well, the name of our lesson is Museums That Break the Mold, and we are learning about museums that allow you to do and make your own art. Today we will continue this section called Beyond Observation, and we will visit museums that allow us to go beyond reality. Okay, what does all of this mean? We're going to find out. Open up your magazine and let's begin.
Museums That Break the Mold. Visitors to Manhattan's Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum receive a digital device called the pen. Visitors can use the pen on the interactive tables to browse the collection and download information. The museum also has a process lab where guests can experience multiple steps of the design process. Beyond reality. Augmented reality technology facilitates visitors in seeing more in exhibits than the physical object in front of them. The Acropolis Museum in Athens experimented with a project that let visitors browsing the collection hold tablet computers. The tablets showed images of the statues as they originally looked, without damage and covered in vibrant paint.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 facilitate 这个动词。FAC 这个字根有制作的意思。所以 facilitate 是指使容易或者是促进。例如 ,a comfortable working environment facilitates the rate of production. 舒适的工作环境促进生产效率。或者是 lowering the income tax hopefully will facilitate economic growth. 降低所得税希望能够促进经济成长。接下来我们看的是 vibrant 这个形容词。Vibrant 是指鲜艳的或明亮的。例如 the vibrant green color made the room full of energy.鲜亮的绿色让这个房间充满了活力，或者是 I love the vibrant shades of these cushions. 我喜欢这些软垫鲜艳的颜色。Vibrant 也指活力充沛的，例如 Jessica's vibrant personality attracts many people. Jessica 充满朝气的个性吸引了许多人。
Okay, friends, we are still learning in the section Beyond Observation. You can do more at a museum.Then just observe what is going on.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Well, I say we start our lesson right from the top. Visitors to Manhattan's Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum receive a digital device called the pen. Visitors can use the pen on the interactive tables to browse the collection and download information. This sounds like a remarkable experience.Hey, Gabe, you see that word interactive?
Oh, yes.
Yes, you do, all right. What does that mean if something is interactive?
Well, we're interacting right now. I mean, we're talking to each other. And
right.
We've got some people watching over TV and listening by radio. This is kind of an interactive experience. Well, actually, it's more interactive if both sides are doing something, right?
Right, exactly.
So we are having interaction right now. This is an interactive experience for us,
mm-hmm.
right?
Now, what would make this experience even more interactive is if you all out there were here in the studio with us. But that's not always very possible.
Well, no, sometimes we do have guests. But you know what? This reminds me of stage performances. I love doing stage performances, a show on stage or just doing an activity.With people in a crowd, right? And I love having interaction with the crowd. That's an interactive experience or an interactive activity.
Yes. Well, I have another example here. There is an amazing museum on the corner. That is very interactive. Children can use computers and other technology. But actually, there's this other museum that I know of. It's actually an aquarium.
Oh.
And you can interact with
fish.
Yeah.
You can interact with the fish?
You can interact, well, you feed the fish.
Oh, right.
You get to kind of feed the fish.
Yes.
And it's great.
Right.
You can try to pet the eels.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's an interactive experience. Friends, mm-hmm. If you want to know of another interactive something you can do, have you heard of Cyber Fun? Yes, Studio Classroom has a product called Cyber Fun, and it's another way to learn English. Well, that's kind of like the interactive experience you can have at this museum with this thing called the pen, right?
The pen. Well, we continue learning about this museum. The museum also has a process lab where guests can experience multiple steps of the design process. That's pretty cool. Hey, you know something? Gabe, this reminds me of a museum. It's not really a museum, but a place here in Taipei called Baby Boss.
What?
Baby Boss. Yeah. And it's a place where children can go, children of all ages, up to about fifth grade, I think.
Yes.
And they get to try different types of jobs.
Oh. Interesting.
Very interactive. They can be a fireman. They could be a police officer.
Oh, if you want to experience being a boss of some kind, you can kind of do that at this.
Yes.
Museum.
It's very interactive. If you want to be a flight attendant,
Rebecca,
or if you want to learn how to cook, yes.
That is a museum that has broken the mold. They thought outside the box.
That's right. So it's quite a cool place to go for children.
Oh, for children.
For children.
Oh,
yes.
I'm too old, huh?
Yes, you are definitely too old.
Okay, well, friends, we do need to continue.
Yes,
with
Beyond Reality.
Next section called Beyond Reality. All right, we go here. Augmented reality. Technology facilitates visitors in seeing more in exhibits than the physical object in front of them. Okay, so augmented reality or virtual reality. There are different ways now that technology is helping us to experience more than just what we see.
Okay, and you see that word to facilitate,
yes,
in the lesson, which is now right here on the screen. We're going to talk about that. And it just means to make something possible or to make something easier. So let's think of some example sentences. Ah, I've got an example sentence. So the new van facilitates the entry of wheelchairs. So there's this new van, and it has like this little ramp on it, and it makes it easier, or makes it possible, for a wheelchair to enter the van.
I like that. I like that example. How about this one, Rebecca?
I'm ready.
Have you ever been to a small group? I know you go to church.
Yes, I do.
Do you also go to a small group?
I do.
A lot of churches have small groups that might meet throughout the week, right, to discuss the Bible. Is there a leader in your small group?
As a matter of fact, there is.
You know what? That leader facilitates the discussion, right?
You're right. Exactly. So the leader makes the discussion possible, or she's the one that kind of leads the discussion.
Yeah, sometimes without a leader, it might be kind of difficult. You're not sure who should speak or when. But if there's a leader, a facilitator, it can make it easier, okay? There are different ways to use this word. Well, we do read about the Acropolis Museum in Athens. I wonder about Athens and Greece. Have you been to Greece, Rebecca?
I have not yet been to Greece, but I know you have.
Let me tell you, it's amazing. And there's a phrase that I really like. It's all Greek to me. Right now, Steve and Ken want to share something about this in the Info Cloud.
Whenever we read or hear something we don't understand, we can ask for clarification.
But sometimes we encounter things that are so confusing and incomprehensible, no amount of explanation will help. It's in these moments that we can use the English idiom, "It's all Greek to me."
In other words, the information is so beyond our understanding that it might as well be in another language.
Now, there are lots of languages that have this kind of idiom, but not all of them make reference to the Greek language.
Of course, it wouldn't make sense for Greek people to say, it's all Greek to me. The Greeks already understand Greek. So what language do they refer to?
Good question. The Greeks, along with the Arabs, French, Germans, and a host of others, make reference to the Chinese language. If they absolutely can't make sense of what's just been said, they'll say something like, it sounds like Chinese to me.
Okay, so then what do Chinese people say when they encounter something incomprehensible? It's all English to me?
Well, if it's written, some might say, looks like hieroglyphics. Friends, what do you say?
有一些深奥难懂的专业术语、科目或是学术理论，一般人怎么看也看不懂，就会形容那是无字天书。在英文也有个类似无字天书的说法 ，It's all Greek to me， 看起来像希腊文，因为那些图文并茂以及充满意象的古希腊文字，看了真是令人抓不着头绪。那这句话当然是英语系国家的人才会讲的。那希腊人呢？当他们看到很深奥难懂的字句，会说什么呢？当然不会说看起来像希腊文，因为希腊文就是他们的母语啊。其实希腊人跟某些欧洲人会说 It sounds like Chinese to me， 那简直就是中文嘛。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次再见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Hey, do you like technology? Do you like the things that we've been able to do with technology? I think it's pretty cool. It used to be that you went to a museum just to look at the art or the artifacts at a museum, but now you can do so much more with augmented reality. You can experience the process of making something with this cool technology. Let's continue learning about this now.
Museums that break the mold. The J. Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles uses augmented reality to let guests explore objects in its collection in detail. For instance,Guests can see and manipulate a 3D image of a cabinet from the 17th century. They can open its doors and glance inside. London Science Museum even has an augmented reality app with a 3D image of a celebrity introducing its exhibits. Visitors around the world flock to these exhibits to get a new look at history and art.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 APP 这个名词。APP 是 application, application, 应用程式或应用软体这个名词的简称。例如 ,there are many Bible apps that you can download for free, 有许多圣经应用软体都可以免费下载。或者是 this camera app allows you to edit your photos using pictures other than the built-in ones.这个照相的应用程式让你可以用内建以外的图片来编辑照片。最后我们看的是 flock, F-L-O-C-K 这个不及物动词。flock 是指蜂拥而至或者是群聚。例如 ,many fans flock to Carnegie Hall to see their favorite stars. 许多粉丝都聚集在卡内基演奏厅要一睹他们最喜爱的明星的风采。或者是 people flock to the malls to buy gifts the week before Christmas.圣诞节前一周人们涌入购物中心买礼物。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, friends, we get to continue talking about museums. The next museum that we're going to talk about is in Los Angeles. It's the J. Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles. And it uses augmented reality to let guests explore objects in its collection in detail. Wow. Have you ever been to that museum? Because I know you're from California, Gabe.
Actually, I grew up in Taiwan. But yes, I have been to that museum, the Getty Museum.
And what did you think about it?
Well, it's pretty cool. I don't remember playing with the augmented reality devices.
Yeah, I guess you went a long time ago.
A couple years ago. Hmm. However, it is pretty cool that they have incorporated augmented reality into their museum. Okay, you can explore objects in detail, which you probably couldn't do otherwise. And we continue here. For instance, guests can see and manipulate a 3D image of a cabinet from the 17th century. Well, I can understand why museums wouldn't let you just go in and touch that cabinet from the 17th century, right, Rebecca?
Well, right, of course not.
Yeah, because you might, you know, get the oil from your hands on it, and it would make the cabinet, it would destroy the cabinet pretty quickly.
Well, yes, of course. I've been to some museums where they're kind of like ancient museums or old houses, and you're never allowed to touch the cabinets or the beds because there's something, the oil on our fingers would ruin the wood. So, yes, is that what you're referring to?
Well, exactly. So I think it's pretty cool that museums are now thinking about this. How can we help visitors and guests to experience what these artifacts are really like? And this is just one way.
So, for instance, guests can see and manipulate a 3D image of a cabinet from the 17th century, which we just discussed. They can open its doors and glance inside. That is, look inside. London's Science Museum even has an augmented reality app with a 3D image of a celebrity introducing its exhibits. So basically, what I'm learning, Gabe, from today's lesson is that we are using more of technology to give visitors more of an understanding of different things.
And this is great, Rebecca, because we're tying in art with technology. We're tying in science with technology. Well, of course, there's already a lot of technology involved with science anyway. But museums are using technology, and I think this is a good idea. Well, we continue here. Visitors around the world flock to these exhibits to get a new look at history and art. To flock to something, I get the picture of a lot of something. A lot of people are going at the same time, or a lot of people are going to check this out.
Thousands of people flocked to the baseball game, or crowds of people flocked to the annual food fair. That's kind of a fun word for you to know, so practice using it.
Yeah, okay, so what else do people flock to? People flock to the beach in the summer. If there's a sale at the store, a lot of people will flock to the store, okay? They go in large numbers. Practice using that word. Right now it's time for us to enjoy an SC challenge! Yes!
So, for today's SC challenge, we found Albert. Albert, are you really excited?
I am.
I'm glad. Well, we have a question for you. That is about our lesson. The question is, describe the most unforgettable museum experience you've ever had.
Oh, wow.
I've been to so many museums, and a lot of them are really unforgettable, and I really enjoy...
Oh. Wait, Gabe. I'm asking Albert.
I'm interested in hearing Gabe's answer now.
Oh, yeah.
No, Albert, what about you? Have you ever been to a museum?
I have. Never really enjoyed it as a child. I've come to appreciate it more as an adult. The most unforgettable museum experience is this one that I saw in Korea. I went to visit in Korea. Really high tech. They give you, tablets to walk around. And when you approach a piece of art, the tablet will light up, and it will give you information, and you can swipe around, and you can, through the tablet, you can pick up the item.
That is so cool. Would you recommend anybody to go to that museum?
I would. It is in Korea, South Korea, Seoul. It is the Samsung Museum.
So what did you learn at this museum?
Oh, gosh, I was so busy taking selfies with that tablet, I don't remember.
Oh, so you learned how to take selfies with a tablet. Okay, well, I have one more question for you. What is your favorite painting and why?
Favorite painting? Oh, gosh. I never actually... These are tough questions.
Wait, you don't like paintings?
I do like paintings.
Do you
like
drawings?
Yes, I do.
Do you like art?
Yes, I do.
So you have a favorite painting?
I do not have a favorite painting. But the one that comes to mind for me is Starry Night, which I believe is Van Gogh. Is that correct?
You are correct, mm-hmm. And I love that painting too. Give me five!
And why do you like Starry Night?
It's very calming.
Oh, it's very calming.
Yeah.
Okay, well, friends, that is all the time that we have for today. And why don't you take some time and think about your favorite painting and the most unforgettable museum experience that you've had. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, it's you again.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm happy to see that you let the visitors into the storage area.
Yes, thanks to you. And we have other upgrades as well.
Well, like what?
Visitors now receive a digital device. It's called a pen.
Okay, what does it do?
It lets you browse our entire collection.
Oh, wow.
And you can download information to take home.
Oh, that's great. And I can even see more art?
Yes. We also have augmented reality technology.
What's that?
It's VR. Visitors see more in exhibits than the actual objects in front of them. Here, try it out.
Okay. Oh, wow! Oh, my goodness! I can see the original pieces of art without damage.
Yes, and VR allows you to manipulate the 3D images.
Amazing! I can move the 3D image to see different angles.
Exactly. Hey, let me tell you more about VR over some coffee.
Okay. Yeah, lead the way. Oh, wait. Where'd you go?
Over here.
Uh-huh. Oh. Sorry. I guess the VR needs some work.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Michelle. So, Gabe, which of these museums sound the most interesting to you?
I would like to check out one of the storage spaces at one of these museums. That would be cool.
Ooh, that would be really cool. What about you, friends? Which museum would you like to visit? And we look forward to seeing you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.